This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is, of course, Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great resource, a great website. You can learn more about Klaus Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, help you as well. And of course, another great opportunity on the website is that little Stay Connected, Stay Current weekly Market Pulse newsletter subscription. It's a really cool weekly email you get in your inbox with some market information as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And we are joined this morning by C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Great. We're almost done with January. I can't believe this.
I know. And it's a clear day out there, too, which is nice. And I think we're less than 2 months away from spring. So always got something exciting to look forward to. And of course, we talk retirement planning as well. Always something there to be very excited and to be looking forward to. And this week, we're going to be talking a little bit about future retirement income. And we'll touch on Social Security, which is always a hugely popular conversation. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, get on the phones right now. Get you in with that question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the great things you guys do at Klaus Financial is the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Great chance this week as well to win another great prize, $25 gift card to Best Buy that you guys have provided. So a little tip, let's close to the show. We'll tell you a little bit later on how you can win. But again, if you listen closely to the show, typically we'll get both the question and answer to this week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get not only the question, but the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week's topic should make everyone's ears perk up. We talked about retiring early and potentially even retiring as early as age 55. So last week's question, a lot of you listened and called in, so thank you for that. The question was, if you separate from service from your company at age 55 and take money from your 401k or 403b account, will you be able to avoid the 10% early withdrawal penalty? So for those of you that called in and answered correctly, the answer to that is yes, it is true. You can do that. So congratulations to our winner last week who had that correct answer, and listen carefully today.
Really good stuff. And again, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, we'll do it coming up a little bit later in the program. Right now is a prime opportunity to get on the air with CJ and Malia, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So of course, we talk about discussing future retirement income. You got to assume, and I think Social Security is probably on the top of the list. So we'll be talking about with people about whether it makes sense to take your Social Security benefit early or wait until a later age. What are some of the considerations? What do people need to know there?
Yeah, Social Security tends to be at the top of the list when it comes to retirement planning because it impacts just about every American. As a matter of fact, there's currently 70 million people receiving Social Security benefits. And of those 70 million, 56 million are retirees. Now, some of you listening go, wait, I thought Social Security was a retirement benefit. And actually, it's more than that. It began as a widows and orphans fund. It turned into kind of more of a overall social safety net. And it's morphed into having what are called disability benefits and widows benefits. So you don't have to be retired to collect Social Security. But of course, 56 million of the 70 million drawing Social Security benefits are. So if you want to figure out more about your own benefit, you can go to www.ssa.gov and look at your future Social Security and kind of verify your income sources there, or I'm sorry, income amounts there. So, of course, a question that comes up when we start talking Social Security is, how soon can I take my benefit? And of course, there's a difference between how soon you can first take your benefit versus what is known as your full retirement age. I think we have talked about this close to a billion times on the show, but I will remind you again. You are first typically eligible to draw off of your own record at age 62. That is known as early retirement. You also then have this concept of called full retirement age, which is somewhere between 66 and 67 for every American. And then there's the end of what are called the delayed retirement credits, that is at age 70. So somewhere between 62 and 70 is when you can draw off your own record. Now, this whole full retirement age concept is very important. It's referenced as FRA as the acronym. Sometimes you'll see it as PIA when it's referencing like a spouse or somebody else that's connected to a full retirement age benefit. PIA is primary insurance amount, by the way. But as it relates to this full retirement age, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those of you listening who were born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. And then if you were born after 1960, like me, your full retirement age is 67. So if you choose to take benefits before that full retirement age, so I'll use me as the example. If I get to, say, age 65 and decide to draw, which is 2 years before my FRA at 67, then I'm going to get a reduced benefit. I could draw all the way up to 62, being the earliest I could draw, but it would just be reduced for every year I draw before my full retirement age. Once you get to your full retirement age, then if you wait beyond that to age 70, it's known as delaying your retirement, which gives you excess on top of your full retirement age. So a lot of concepts here, but hopefully you're kind of keeping up with it. And of course, as we talk about this, very commonly, people say, well, what's the earliest I can draw? And then the second time they say is, or second thing they ask is, what's the best time to collect? And truth be told, I don't know. I would have to meet with you and run a full retirement analysis. And I know that sounds like totally over the top, everybody, but it's just true. We need to know a lot about your finances and your goals and your longevity and any chronic illnesses and all kinds of stuff in order to tell you what we think is the ideal age. But just to reiterate, if you wait to collect your Social Security benefit until your full retirement age, your benefit will be higher than if you collect at age 62 or any time before that full retirement age.
Really good stuff. As mentioned, a very popular topic, a very popular conversation. Also get a lot of questions about Social Security. It's a prime opportunity to get it on the air with your question right now with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Claus Financial online. Their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's ClausFinancial.com, and their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment, that get to know you conversation at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number, get on the air with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. That number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about the website for Claus Financial, ClausFinancial.com. That's ClausFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 37, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. Not only is CJ and Malia joining us this morning, but Bob called in. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial.
Thank you. My question is, I really haven't heard discussed before of additional benefits available if you delay retirement beyond age 70. I wondered if I could learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, good question. So I don't believe there are that I'm aware of, but by the way, I'm not the only authority out there, Bob, but I'm not aware of benefits waiting till after the age of 70. I'm aware of benefits after your full retirement age, which again is somewhere between 66 and 67. And then if you wait, it's called delayed retirement credits of 8% a year. But at age 70, I am unaware of any benefit of waiting. As a matter of fact, I believe Social Security will automatically begin your Social Security benefit at age 70 if you have not filed for it by that time. I could be wrong, though, Bob. But did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thanks. Question. And judging by Bob sounds like a guy that's thinking living way past 70, man. Let's see how I can bank this and really pull that. See if we can really get a big benefit by waiting as long as possible.
It's a great question that Bob brings to the table, and I'll I have to admit I haven't done a ton of research on waiting beyond age 70, but I've done some along the way, as has Malia, and I don't believe there's much of a benefit beyond age 70.
Really good question this morning. Bob, you too can be like Bob. Get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. So let's talk about how that benefit is determined. And let me get my pencil out here. Can it ever increase? What's the answer there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. What Social Security does is they figure, they utilize a calculation and they figure a 35-year average of all your covered wages for your highest years. So what's interesting is that those wages, you think back to 20 years ago, what your wages were then, and you go, well, that doesn't even equate to today as far as, dollars. And but what they do is they adjust those wages for inflation, and they average that in. So what's interesting is you're eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the age you become 62. So even if you don't choose to receive your benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70, the cost of living increases actually will begin starting at age 62. So not only is the formula calculated with inflationary increases, looking backwards as far as making sure that those 35 years truly represent an inflation adjusted average, they actually do increase each year for cost of living. What's interesting for 2021 is some people are, believe it or not, unaware that their Social Security benefit did increase this year. The reason people aren't always aware of that is because they don't really sense a big difference when they couple in their Medicare Part B. So this year, officially, it did go up the benefit by 1.3%. And you ask, well, how was that computation occurring? And that was really the Consumer Price Index, the Department of Labor's CPI index they look at each year. And they determined that's how much our cost of living had increased. So dollar for dollar, that's about $20 to $30 increase for the average benefit in the United States. The average benefit per person is around $1,543 for 2021. Again, people don't necessarily feel that $20 to $30 because their Medicare Part B also went up on average about $4. So again, you don't really see the difference, but it did happen, and that's good to know. Now, if you're a government worker with a pension, there's a different formula that's applied to your indexed monthly earnings, but you can go to ssa.gov and see what that looks like for yourself.
Really good stuff. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Laura joins us. Laura, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I am going through a divorce. My divorce will be final on Tuesday. I've been married to my husband for 36 years. He has been a government employee. He's worked for the city of Fitchburg, and now he's working for the city of Janesville. I was wondering if there's a way to figure out how much income I will get once I hit retirement. He will turn 60 next month, and I'm currently 58. If we wait till full retirement, is there a way to figure out how much income I can get from his Social Security?
Laura, I guess first things first, I'm sorry you're going through that. After 36 years, it's hard to see a relationship end. But as it relates to your question, yes, you definitely would want to sit down with a specialist or with an expert or even with Social Security Administration themselves to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So the rule is if you've been married for at least 10 years, then you become eligible to draw off of either your record or your former spouse's record. And then if they were to die at any point along the way and you are still alive, you could actually get their benefit and yours would go away. So there's quite a few things that you're going to want to be aware of as it relates to this. There's even an option for you to kind of, it's like a old school, what they call file and suspend, but it's where you draw potentially off of yours while waiting for somebody else's, or I'm sorry, draw off of his while waiting for yours to accrue. So there's different strategies you're going to want to look at. And I would just really suggest that you sit down with an expert. This could be your accountant, your financial advisor, or Social Security Administration. A lot of things to consider there, Laura, and you're asking the right questions. But there's just too much to answer on the air here.
Really good question, Laura. Thank you so much for the call. And Brenda called in, and Laura, thank you for the call. Brenda called in, said, I'm driving. I can't get on the air. But she had a question about Medicare premiums. She asked, are they affected by Social Security?
Oh, Medicare premiums and Social Security. Yeah, there's this thing called IRMA. So, yes, at a very high level here, Medicare Part B. So there's Part A, Part B, Part C, which is called Medicare Advantage. And then there can be Part D, which are prescription plans. And then there's Medicare supplements. Welcome to the world of Medicare. Very complex. But what I'd say is Medicare Part B typically comes out of Social Security if you're drawing. And that is about $148 per month per person that is reduced out of your Social Security. But there's income-related Medicare adjustment amounts, also known as IRMA. And if your income is too high, as defined by all of your sources of income, then you can have what's called a Medicare adjustment amount. As a matter of fact, you get an annual summary statement from Social Security. If you want to know if you have an IRMA adjustment, you just pull that out and it'll actually show you. It'll say, here's $148.50 for your traditional Medicare Part B, and then here's your IRMA because you have too much income. And by the way, this can adjust up because you draw money out of a retirement account to buy a car. So you've really got to work closely with your accountant, your financial advisor, to make sure that you don't suddenly jump up your income in a year, hit an IRMA adjustment, and find out that your Medicare Part B has gone up. And by the way, when you pay more for Medicare Part B, you get literally zero for that. You do not get any additional benefits. So trying to monitor that is important.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll also wrap our conversation up about Social Security. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
So many fantastic calls this week. Don't forget, anytime you need a question answered, you'd love to get to know the folks at Kloss Financial because they'd love to get to know you. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial, and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Do the Kloss Financial, of course, Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and just a moment, but real quick, let's wrap up our conversation about Social Security and things like full retirement age and how do we kind of make that determination is when I should retire.
Yeah, so our famous words are, it depends. And so what we look at is sitting down with people as far as what are their other sources of income, including potentially what their spouse's benefit will be as well. So when people are just trying to decide which age, we really look at, you know, believe it or not, it's kind of a gamble. Social Security has their actuarial numbers. You may have your legacy longevity numbers in your head. But really, you have to understand that you know, nobody knows how long you will collect the benefit. So we get the question all the time, what's the break even point? So we just want to give an example for what that could look like. So if someone earned an inflation adjusted equivalent of $70,000 for 35 years, that's about age 80 as far as when you would break even. If the person waits until age 70 to claim that Social Security and lives at least till age 90, they'll actually accumulate almost $162,000 more in benefits than if they had claimed at age 62. So again, if potentially you think you're going to live longer, there's a potential of you being able to collect a lot more benefit. If you actually take your benefit earlier, what is the actual reduction, people ask? So if your full retirement is 66 years and 2 months and you start receiving that benefit at age 62, so just kind of put that in your head, you're only going to receive about 74.2% of that monthly benefit. If you wait till age 65, you're going to get about 92.2% of that benefit. So even though we know that in the future, your benefit will likely go up the longer you wait post 62. We do remind our listeners that the average age that most people still claim, no matter how much we talk to them about waiting, is actually age 62 to 63. So really calculate those numbers and see what makes sense in your case.
Really important stuff. Good stuff. Also, retirement credits. What do we need to know there real quick?
Yeah, real quick, retirement credits are the building blocks of what Social Security uses to find out whether you have the minimum amount of what's called covered work to qualify for each type of benefit. And for just so that people know, the minimum number of credits you need is 40. Now, you can obtain up to 4 credits per year. So think of 40 credits as more like 40 quarters of qualifying work. And so as long as you have 40 quarters of Social Security paying qualifying work, then you will qualify for a benefit. Now, anybody who's listened to the show long enough knows that there's also this concept of your average 35-year inflation-adjusted highest earnings, which is a whole another calculation that overlays that minimum calculation. I won't go into that today, but long story short, 40 credits, and credits are the building blocks that build out the calculation for your future benefit.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you wait to collect your Social Security benefit until your full retirement age, will your benefit be higher or lower than if you collected at 62? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with that correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, it's Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. We'll be right back.